strange adventure. All was quiet at the sheriff's office in Martinville. Sheriff Patrick O'Brien went across the street for a bowl of chili, leaving John Friday to look after the place until his return. The little man had almost finished reading an adventure yarn when the phone jangled loudly. He lifted the receiver and heard a voice say,
"I'm going to kill my sweetheart."
For a moment, John Friday was jarred into alert attention. Then he figured out that some friend was trying a new joke on him. But the man on the line continued.
"Listen, I'm serious. I said I was going to kill my sweetheart, and I mean it."
John knew that he had to do some quick and smart thinking. If the excited youth at the other end of the line was on the level, some girl's life was in danger. Somehow, he had to stall for time until Patrick O'Brien got back and could locate the would-be murderer.
"Look, suppose you tell me all about it."
"What good would that do? I'm tired of her two-timing me. Only last night she broke a date with me to go out with another guy."
"Well, there's no use getting excited and want to kill her just over that, but, you know, I understand exactly how you feel."
"Nobody knows how I feel. I've just got to kill her."
John glanced out the door, but the sheriff was not in sight.
Look, let me tell you something, young man. I was in love with a girl once who turned me down for somebody else. She was a cute red-headed waitress at the Harmony Road Cafe named Henrietta. Well, I felt like killing her, but then I got hold of myself and reasoned that, well, if I did, I'd be taking my life, too, for murder.
"Well, they'll never put me in the chair. I've got a bottle of poison here. As soon as I kill Norma, I'm going to swallow it."
"Where are you now?"
"In a drugstore booth at Maple and Third."
At this point, Patrick O'Brien made his most welcome appearance. John scribbled a note containing the address and instructed the sheriff to arrest the young man he would find in the telephone booth. Patrick nodded understandingly and rushed for his car. The minutes sped by while John Friday talked fast.
"Why, after I found out the redhead who was two-timing me, you know, I went out and got myself a blonde. The woods are full of nice girls. Why don't you do like I did?"
There was no answer. He wondered what had happened. Had Patrick O'Brien been too late? A few minutes after John had talked fast to forestall a murder and suicide, Sheriff Patrick O'Brien returned. His Irish face widened in a grin.
"Hello, you pint-sized cousin over here. You sure talked that kid out of his crazy idea, all right. When I got to the drugstore, he was sitting at the fountain alongside a very cute little Corleen."
"Oh, he made up with his girlfriend after all. Oh, I'm so glad."
"Oh, no, John. He said you told him the woods were full of girls, so he took your advice. He got himself another girlfriend. Your old girlfriend, it was. Henrietta, from the Harmony Road Cafe."
This is Pat McGinn in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen again to another tale of...
Strange Adventure!